Yes, indeedly doodly. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with, as seen on TV, Andreas Ruiz.
Diddly.
Yep, diddly. Diddly indeed. Yes, and we are here to entertain your eardrums and your eye sockets as well if you are watching us via YouTube at the KBOI YouTube page or the Common Good YouTube page. There's many places that you can find us, also on Facebook or Instagram or in your dreams. You know, whatever works for you. You decide.
Absolutely.
But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace and give thanks to a very loving Father that has made this all possible. Me and Andreas right now would be probably, I don't know, shoveling dirt or something even less desirable right now if it wasn't for a very amazing Lord that's made it so we have beautiful families, we have beautiful jobs, we get to come and talk into a microphone at least once every week, and we're just so blessed. So I'm going to start out with just a good old-fashioned freestyle prayer for the Lord. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all the blessings that you've put in our lives. Thank you so much for guarding us and guiding us from all the bad things that may come after us. Most of all, Lord, today I'm going to ask you to be on the hearts for those who wish harm against us, for those that have transgressed against us, or those that even have ill will against us to this very day. Be there on their hearts and let them know that you love them, that they're not alone, that they can choose you, they can choose the side of good and right in their decision making, and they don't have to choose wrong. That's not absolutely necessary, and be there for them, Lord. In your son's name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
I love it.
Just in time, we have easy to say our favorite guest. It's probably been, I feel like it's been years since we've had her here in studio, but
I know.
I mean just in seeing her right now, it's like seeing a cousin that I haven't seen forever. but I've missed you so very much, Dr. J.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's been a while.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So that beautiful voice that you're hearing, that is Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy and also the author of the book, Making College Come True.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Hey, good to see you guys. How are you?
This is too much fun.
Yeah.
I have missed it too.
I know. Yeah, it's been fun. So I guess update us on what's been going on with Tucson International Academy since the last time we spoke with you. Where do you start, huh?
Yeah. Gosh, I would say one of the best things happening is just to see the kids kind of getting back into routine again, and they're getting good at goal setting, huh? Mm-hmm. Mr. Coach here has come and set goals with them and had some of the best success you've ever had, right?
Yeah,
they're getting more clear-minded. And honestly, yesterday, a lot of the leaders were gone, so I was kind of holding down the fort at one of the schools. And I just looked out the window and I just said, wow, this is why I do this. Mm. The kids were happy. They were eating lunch. They were all just, there was no question of someone being out of character or being difficult to each other or to any teacher or anything. Mm-hmm. Just peaceful, friendly, happy. I asked a couple of them what they were working on in class, and they went on and on about it, like they were excited about it, and
awesome.
Just really good. Mm-hmm. So I would say for me, my little like gut check or heart check, whatever you want to call it, for how the kids are doing in school is like, I'd say it's back to fantastic. So loving that part.
Yeah.
I think the teachers, you know, are still kind of stressed, shaken maybe from, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when we had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They're still not sure, you know, they're not sure if there's going to be a monkey wrench thrown into everything again.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the teachers are who's suffering now. So I would say that's who just needs a little more assurance that, yeah, yes, you're doing a great job. You know, when they make mistakes, they're making kind of odd mistakes, like small mistakes. So that's just, I haven't seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just his leftover COVID. Just they're a little timid, a little hesitant. That hesitation, I'm not sure where that comes from. But they're not hesitant about teaching and the kids. They love that part.
Yeah.
He's just more the structure. You know, is the structure going to stay the same? Oh, God, you're not here to tell us everything's different again, are you? You know, so.
Yeah, well, it seems to stabilize. And part of that kind of that stabilization that is Tucson International Academy, I saw just recently you had an event. a pretty big event, and I want to think one or maybe many of your campuses.
I think it was all of them.
Tell us, tell us about
each one. Woohoo! DSC SAIS. 16th of September is Mexico's Independence Day, kind of like our July 4.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of people who have relatives in Mexico or heritage in Mexico. And so it's only 40 minutes away. So we say we're going to celebrate our neighbors' fun. And we do folkloric dancing, singing. Sometimes they do poems and dramas. Mm-hmm. So depending on which school and what the kids decided to do to respond to the independence theme.
Nice.
And it was a lot of fun. We got them all up on stage. They were, you know, they had to work through stage fright. They had to work through some of their things. But it was really, really well worth the extra effort it took to put on the performances. And I think the parents were happy. I like to see happy parents. I like to see the parents enjoying watching their kids grow up. Because I think right now there's so many distractions. It's so easy to get distracted with, oh, I got to work, I got to pay a bill. Oh gosh, what am I going to do? The car broke down again. You know, and it's just a constant distraction, and they just aren't free to just sit in the audience and enjoy. They're thinking, somebody's texting them, someone's, you know, they're looking for that quote, you know, how much is it going to cost me for the new tires? You know, it's just shame. And so, like, what we like to do is put the parents at ease, be short and sweet with our presentation so that they can be fully present. And that seems to be working. So I would say happy parents this year. I see a lot of positive feedback from parents. So I would say education is going up. It's better climate, better attitudes, better everything. Just recovering well. So thank God.
I know. And I did see that the parents were really into it. The teachers were really into it as well. I saw all the effort that they put into this program and to make this a success. And I was there to watch it. And it was really fun to see everybody in a good mood, having a good time. The kids were having a good time. And then you also honored that lady that created that. She made all the dresses. And she got all emotional, which
was
really
so
cool.
To
see that.
Ms. Valdez, our dance program creator and someone who represents Mexican culture to the nth degree. She's just an amazing woman, and it wants to pass on that heritage to the kids. So I love that. She's even going to be working with us again.
Oh, nice.
She's going to teach a couple of new dances, and she's just going to pick, I think, just one school and do a couple of days a week for a while till they learn that dance.
That's
and then they'll
cool.
perform Cinco de Mayo. So,
I love that.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, just one event after another.
Party.
Yeah,
that's
you just
right.
finish one and another one comes.
That's,
yeah.
that's how we roll.
Yeah.
I love it.
We have field trips. That has been something new. I don't think all schools are back to field trips, but that would be another big hub of activity we had for kinder through sixth grade. They got to go to Pumpkin Patch over in Apple Annie's.
Nice.
So they did
a whole
day over there. They loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a good time. And then the other kids did Catalina Island, the older kids.
That's awesome.
And that's a good one for biology. I mean, and swimming in the ocean and seeing whales. And oh my gosh, they saw everything. Everything was really great on that trip. There was another trip we took too, and I cannot remember where it is. But we had like three field trips back to back, which has not happened since before COVID.
Yeah.
And then we have our college field trip coming up.
Nice.
You guys are taking your kids one of these times with us.
Absolutely.
They're getting there, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been definitely me and my wife
You're
been
invited.
Talking about it a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that is Dr. Jennifer Herrera. I butcher it every time. Yeah.
You say Jennifer and I say it.
Yeah. No, it's funny. It's even when I'm like talking around town and like her name will come up and I'll be like, oh yeah, my friend, Dr. Jennifer Herrera. Just like look at me wrong. But yeah, she's Dr. J with Tucson International Academy. And the author of the book, Making College Come True. And it used to be my co-host of the show, Making College Come True.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be back with more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. Hello, everybody. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We highlight the good in our community, and there's not too much more good than the guest we have today who I'm actually writing a children's book about her story just because it is such an amazing story. I mean, just to kind of, I'll be the one to dote on her for a second. This lady that we have here that sits across from me, not only has her PhD in education, which was, you know, has its own story in itself, how that even came to be. But once, you know, she went down that path and accomplished that goal, she started her own series of charter schools,
yay!
It turns out, to focus in on international appreciation and to make you know, a kind of almost a private school education available in an area where they wouldn't have that type of opportunity.
Exactly.
So, is that appropriate doting?
Boy, that's a great doting. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm honored.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and when you talk about that, like, it makes me think about what I told Dr. J like a month ago or two, like when it was her birthday, and I told her, wow, it's very powerful the impact that you're making on thousands of people, because those kids that you've been helping kids for like over two, more than 20 years, if you really think about it. But you started your school.
I started when I was in ninth grade. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
But it's amazing all you've done for these kids. And I look at it, and sometimes we forget to reflect back on how far we've come. And when we were reflecting back, you were just saying like, wow, you were just thinking about like, wow, it's true. It's amazing the impact that I made on this kid, but not only that kid, but the families, and then the families to come, and the generations to come. And then we even saw some kids there at the performances, some kids from back in college. They're in
students.
College now. And,
yeah.
You know, it's really cool to see like just what a big impact you're making on these kids and how, I mean, it's really awesome. It's a beautiful thing. And it's a legacy that you're leaving. John and I were talking about like how that's so amazing, like all you've done. But you also talk a lot about college, and I know that you have some great things coming up for the kids about a college field trip. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I mean, we're right here in Arizona, and there's a lot of, actually to me, there's a lot of colleges. There's many to choose from, and each one has its like pluses and minuses. And so anybody, any type of student can find a college that fits them if they want to pursue college. And I think college is still an important thing to do. It gets you out of your, what's familiar to you. And when you're out of what's familiar and you're engaging in something less familiar, it causes your survival instincts to come out, which is a skill you're going to need in life. Mm-hmm. It causes you to meet new people you never would have cared to meet, but you were kind of forced to meet them because they're like your new roommate. Mm-hmm. and all the different difficulties, you know, like, oh, I had to hit that line. Oh, I can't. Well, you mean when I whine to my teacher, she's not going to just say, oh, you can have another week. Mm-hmm. No, not in college, they don't.
Yeah.
And so all of those are life lessons that actually see you through all the other things that are yet to come, like the cars and the things that go wrong and family getting sick or, you know, all the different issues that come up. So going to college is kind of like a boot camp for life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about college. I mean, is it necessary to learn another thing about English? I don't know. I'm not saying that that's necessarily necessary, but it's part of the package. If you go to college, you're going to be taking more classes. But for me personally, the value is in the experience. Mm-hmm. It's in the experience of having to live with people you don't even know.
Yeah.
How do you behave and what kind of reputation are you going to make for yourself? Mm-hmm. And in college, it's kind of safe to make a few mistakes because you're young. And so if you're a little immature or something, and then you end up trying to write that and change your reputation, it's easy to do because everybody's young and they're all making mistakes. So it's a very safe place to learn a lot of difficult lessons and helps you.
Well, my wife has the theory that she wants our future children to only go to college outside of state. She thinks that every child should go to college away from home because of a lot of the things that you're talking about. What are your thoughts on that?
I've heard that as well. That's something. I think that, you know, parents have a gut instinct for what their child needs. So she could be having a gut instinct for these future children. John, I did not know you.
That's awesome. As a theory. Theoretical future children.
Oh, come on. You said it now. No? So anyway, but I mean, I think that that's the cool thing is you'll have a gut instinct like, okay, so all of us ended up going to the same college. And for me, it was kind of good because all of us were so different from each other. So college was what we had in common. My three, my two brothers and myself, my mom and dad went to that college. So we all went to the same college. So for camaraderie, maybe you want that to be a way your family connects and stays connected through college. Because you can go to homecoming, you can go to brush up classes, you can, you know, there's a lot you can do after you've all had this common experience at this place. But maybe you all want to go to different colleges because you're all very different. So like I did look at IU and different universities. cities other than I ended up going to Ball State, which is where my family went. Nice. But my daughter went to Grand Canyon University. We did fly up to Ball State to look at it, and my daughter liked it. But the expense, it was very, very expensive, and they didn't really have a good scholarship. I mean, she had a free ride scholarship here. Nice. So that was kind of hard to
pass up.
So you've got to look at all those things. What does your child need? What does your child think they need? Because they also have to be on board. Otherwise, they'll abort the plan. And also, what's the money plan? Because the finances are real. It is a big part of college. However, there's lots of forgiveness programs. So I always tell the parents, there is lots of ways that you can pay off the student loan. You just have to kind of get on the good ship lollipop there. And
good ship lollipop. I love that song.
That's right. Me too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm surprised Andreas didn't sing it, because that's his thing usually. Yeah, he's been the movie quotes or songs he pops out with the line.
That's awesome that, you know, like you said, have them make the decision, but also guide them and help them and give them just some tips on, like, maybe this is what you should do, or maybe this is what you should do. But not telling them, like, no, you shouldn't go there because what if you can't, what if you, you know, run into somebody and they rob you or do. Instilling that fear, I think, is what's going to have these kids maybe become resentful or just really unhappy with their lives because their parents kind of instilled that fear. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that's the one of the biggest things that will keep you from success is if you listen to everybody else's fears. I mean, what I had to finally do for myself, my parents were like fearless, you know, they were like the opposite. I was like, don't you care about me? And they were like, yeah, we do. We put our butt in the car, you're going. You know, so that was it. But, you know, like the other end is like, if you're saying, oh, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Oh, there's danger. Well, there is danger. And yes, things happen everywhere. You have to learn to mediate that, those possibilities, but you cannot focus on all the time, because we know where focus is. That's whatever you're giving energy to, you're energizing. So whatever you give your energy to, that's what the focus will become, and that's what's going to come back on you. So you don't want to focus on that. You want to be smart. You want to be kind of planned. I mean, don't go out walking around campus at dark by yourself. Always be in a group. I mean, it's just simple things. So you should be teaching those life lessons anyway, because the same lessons apply in the parking lot of Fry's at night. Okay, don't do your grocery shopping at night, especially in certain Fry's. Okay, or not just Fry's, any grocery store or Walmart or whatever. So those kind of things. But what we like to do, in the reason we physically go as well as look at it online and have them come to our career fair and a career and college fair, is we go physically. And so what we tell the kids is, all right, when you're on the campus, physically feel it. Does this feel right to you? And the kids are like, oh my gosh, I thought you were crazy when you said that, but you are so right. This is my university. I go, this one? Because I was even surprised. And this kid was like, yeah, I just walked on and I just knew this is where I needed to be. And he's still there.
Wow.
I just love it. So that's part of it. You got to feel, does it feel right?
Cool. And how can people get a hold of you if they want to sign up for TIA?
Best place is probably either call us 520-792-3255 for a tour. We can give tours anytime. If you want to speak to me in particular, ask for it. And our website, TucsonInternationalAcademy.com.
Awesome. Nice. Well, thank you so much, Dr. J.
Powerful.
Yeah, man. We need to do this more often again.
Yeah. It's so easy, huh?
Yeah, it's just fun.
I love it. Anytime, I'm here.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, we'll be back right after the break. You guys hang in there.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your co-host, Andres Ruiz, along the pastor, Jonathan Lee McLean. And today on this segment, we have two very special guests that we both really appreciate and love having in the studio.
Powerhouses.
Yes, powerhouses, absolutely. And we have Amy Bass, the executive director of PEP, Inc. And we also have Ed Dunnan, the chair of the Amado Chili Cook-Off. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, I think that title of him being the chair of the Amado Chili Cook-Off is kind of just one of many and probably just kind of like an easy term that we throw at Ed. But yeah, the master of many, right?
So I mean, I know that there's something big coming up soon, and it feels like, you know, we've talked about this a few times already. We had you on the show last year as well, and it's about the Amado Chili Cook-Off, and it's happening very soon, November 12th of this year. And you know, we just want to ask you about, you know, what is this Amado Chili Cook-Off about? Like, what's going to be happening, and what can we expect? And I'll ask Ed.
Sure thing. Yeah, happy to tell you. Yeah. Saturday, November 12th, 9 to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have music, live stage music all day.
Nice.
And then we, of course, have the what we've made famous, I think, in Southern Arizona. At least we like to think we did the Amado Chili Cook-Off portion of the show. And then we have Randy and Rose Estes' Classic Car and Motorcycle Show. And right now, we are at capacity. Almost for our cooks, we're doing pretty well with that. We have 10, and we can talk about those a little bit later. And just today, I noticed we have 65 cars on board for the show. Wow. And we're about a week away, a week and a half
nine
days away. And usually the day of the event.
I think Amy has the days and hours in her head, but she didn't want to be ostentatious.
Absolutely. But anyway, we usually get about 10 or so cars the day of the show. So I think we're going to do pretty well with cars. And we're also very pleased. Our vendors, we're at capacity with the vendors. And our sponsors have been very generous, too. So there will be music, there will be car show, and there will be cook-off. And then we have 40 vendors there who will also have holiday craft and other kinds of gift-type items available,
okay.
services, etc.
Wow. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. And for Amy, tell us a little bit about, like, you know, the cost, you know, like the parking, the chili, like all that good stuff. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, Andres. This is one of the most affordable, fun events in Southern Arizona. This is our 12th annual. So, you know, you think by now it would be more expensive, and it's not, because we really want to serve the community that we're in. Mm-hmm. We want to make it affordable for everybody, including the residents that live there. So it's only $3 to park, which I'm very proud of.
And yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, and you can actually, instead of $3, you can bring 3 cans of food, and that's going to go to the Amado Food Pantry to help people. So that's really cool.
You guys have thought of every angle, haven't you?
Almost. Yeah. Almost. I don't know how much more I could hold and thinking about anything else. But the other thing is and this is really exciting, is we don't use pay as you go, like tasting the chili. You come in and you pay $5 and you get a wristband, kind of like the ones they give you to swim, although this is to get chili.
Nice.
So
nice.
You get the wristband for $5 and then you get to go to all the different chilies and taste all the different chilies that are there. And you can go around one or two times. And
You won't tell anybody, right?
No. And it's funny because people, you know, you can't make up your mind. You have one taste and then you go somewhere else, and then by the time it's like the perfume thing, you know, after you've smelled all these different perfumes, you just like them all. So they keep going back and they're like, can I try that again? And so it's fun. The chefs have a really fun time about it, because all the people are like loving on their chili and talking about their restaurants. And so it's a good time. We're really excited about that. And yeah, the cost is very affordable. So like, you know, $8 and you can be there all day. And like Ed said, you've got music and entertainment and the car show. There's no charge, you know, to get in. You pay $3 to park or walk in and you're at a car show. And so that's cool,
really
too.
Cool.
And then
yeah.
if you want to do shopping, it's right, you know, we're in the holiday season and a lot of people haven't started their holiday shopping. So there's lots of stuff there that people can buy, and we have a really good assortment of things too. So
yeah, and I guess kind of give the listening audience a little background of, you know, where this Amado Chili Cook-Off came from, what it benefits, and, you know, and kind of why, you know, what it's all about.
Well, this year, and as like every year, it has supported the Amado Youth Center. In Amado, we've got families and youth that we're working with, and excuse me, there's a lot of need. There's a lot of need. And so this is a fundraiser to help the community. And, of course, the fundraiser comes from the sale of the chili cups, the registration for the cars, the vendors, which is also very affordable, and sponsors. And I say sponsors is a big thing, because anybody can go online to to amatochilicookoff.org. And even if they're not going to come to the chili cook-off, they can donate, and every dollar that they donate will go to the Amato Youth Center. And we are in the midst of building a new building because the building we were in got ruined by the flood in 2018. So we've been raising funds, I'm almost embarrassed to say, for 4 years, but we raised it all once and then COVID, so now it's double the cost. Yeah. So we're still raising funds, and anybody that wants to help support the great work we're doing down in Amato, like, they can come out to the Chili Cook-Off, they can sponsor, they can donate. It's all at amatochilicookoff.org.
And we have probably about 40 seconds before we go to break, but tell people just what, you know, the type of work that Amato Youth Center does.
Oh, wow. We do a lot. So we've got programs for youth, life skills, team building, self-esteem, good decision-making, goals, resiliency skills. We do a lot of trauma-informed work, which is basically understanding, you know, where people are at sometimes is a collective result of the things that they've experienced or they're living through. A lot of risk factors in people's lives. They have higher needs. We want our kids to be strong and successful. We don't want them to end up like using drugs and stuff, you know, that could hurt them. So we do a lot of that. We do parenting classes. We do community work. We do drug prevention education. We do drug take backs. We work
just to name a few.
Good stuff.
Definitely go to amatochilicookoff.org to find out more information. We'll hear more from Pep with Amy and Ed after this break. This Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. It's like the copyright word.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your co-host Andres Ruiz here with Pastor John McClain and two amazing guests that we have on today. Some of our favorites probably that we always get to hear about all the amazing work that Pep does, and I've had the honor and the privilege of doing some work with them as well. So I just want to say thank you to Amy for that.
Yeah.
And so we have Amy Bass and Ed Dunnan, and they are with Pep. And we were just talking about the Chili Cook-Off and all the amazing things that are happening. And Ed was mentioning about the car show and the bands and the chili. I mean, it's just an action-packed event that's going on. So for Ed, like, you know, tell us a little bit more about the car show, what we can expect when it comes to the car shows, what kind of cars maybe, or what's going on with that?
Sure thing. We have six different categories of entries, so they're not really just cars.
Nice.
But they're also motorcycles, they are trucks, they are various categories of cars.
Nice.
Pre-1959, post-1960, and post. And we also have trikes, which are a combination of a three-wheel motorcycle. Mm. So it's pretty broad.
That's
pretty
cool. The folks
who have sports cars are also in a special category unto themselves. And as I was mentioning, we're already up to 65. We may have more. I checked only about a few hours ago. And as we get in toward the weekend and this last week especially, we expect even more of a surge. In the past, we've had over 100 cars some
That's
years.
Wild.
So it really depends. And I think folks are coming back from the pandemic and they're rolling in, and we're going to have beautiful weather. That's the other thing that car guys out there need to know, car gals, that we're going to have a high of 75 degrees and absolutely zero precipitation.
Weather.
It's great chilly weather. It'll start out early in the 50s, so you might want to bring a jacket.
Bring a jacket, yeah.
The event runs from 9 to 3 p.m., so we're really excited about the car show. And
I went to this event last year, and the thing that I was so surprising to me about just a car show is as if I never went to a car show before, like the different categories, and like there's like it could be one car that's in three different categories, and you know, and it doesn't win in the other two, but it wins in this one. So that was super cool. Well, also, I guess tell us about the bands that you guys are going to have performing.
Sure, we're very fortunate. We get some of the best bands around, and this year we're really really thrilled with the fact that we're going to have from Tucson. a Tucson band, Tonight Sunshine.
Nice.
Young group that's been up and coming. They just won some kind of Battle of the Bands out there.
Oh, wow.
Just heard from from their management person. And we're also going to have Chilaco the band, which is it's a Latin rock mix kind of group. Pretty exciting.
Okay. Well known. With that.
Very well known down in the areas around.
Really talented.
Yeah, Southern Arizona, again, both Pima and Santa Cruz counties. And then also we're going to have, what is that other band? Can never think of their name.
Uncommon.
Crossroads. Thank you so much. Yes, Uncommon Crossroads will also be joining us. And then we have a bluegrass band, Southern Comfort Band, that has played in the past about 3 years ago with the cook-off. So we're very fortunate. These bands are really talented. There are so many we looked at, and, you know, these are the ones that we found that really mixed for the crowd. You know, you get young and old.
And I think they come out because they care too. I think they these bands,
I'm sure they do,
they really want to support what's happening.
Not only are they
good musicians, they're good people.
They do donate their time to do this. So so they're kind of our unsung heroes, if you will.
Yeah. No pun intended, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it just sounds like this with these events, it's just people who care and people who are there to support you and that support PEP. And I know you're going to have some sponsors there. I don't know, Amy, if you could tell us a little bit about the sponsors that you guys are having and just all the support that you're getting from all these people.
Well, we do have our sponsorship packet is still open, AmatoChiliCookoff.org, and you'll see all the different categories and what everybody gets. And I mean, I think the biggest thing is they get the satisfaction of really supporting a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our Pima County Department of Attractions and Tourism is our main sponsor, along with PEP. They gave us a fairly decent sized, small grant, but fairly decent sized to cover some of the operations, and that was great. And then our next sponsor is Tucson Electric Power.
Nice.
So they coming back this year. They were there last year, and not only did they give us a sponsorship, but they're going to help with some volunteers. So we're really excited about that.
That's amazing. That's
so those
a beautiful
are,
partnership.
Yeah, those are our big ones that are working with PEP. And then we have a whole assortment of other sponsors that are going to show up on the website. So we're really excited about that. And we also have people that are coming out to volunteer that may not be donating money, but they are providing some of the people power to put up the big tents and manage the parking and all of that. So we're really excited about that. And something new this year is with our chili cooks, in addition to the restaurants, we actually have some culinary departments from the JTED program.
Oh, cool. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we got three of those. And it's going to be fun to have the young people, you know, the culinary departments competing against the restaurants. Yeah.
And I bet that's going to be exciting for the youth. And it sounds like getting them involved will inspire the youth to say, hey, maybe I could do that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
And our kids will be running their own booth. So the Amato Youth, they have a 50-50 raffle, and the kids go out and they got to practice their social skills by walking around and asking people to buy tickets. Mm. And last year they raised about $500 because they sold, it was like over $900 worth of tickets. People were really responsive, and that was great for the kids because, see, that way they are feeling like they're contributing to the cost of the construction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. It's their youth center. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're helping with the fundraising.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know in the past, the vendors have been a big part of it. I you were talking about earlier about how, you know, it's Christmas season's coming up, holiday season's coming. What can people expect in the vendors that you have there?
Well, I'm going to let Ed share some of his favorites, but I'm just going
to
say one vendor we have is a group of youth from South Tucson they're going to travel down because the South Tucson kids and the Amato kids, sometimes we get them together to do different activities. And so they were invited down, and they're going to be selling water bottles and stickers. And if you see my water bottle here with all these stickers, like, that's a big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're hoping they'll raise some money for their youth group, and then they partner with the Amato kids to do field trips and stuff. Mm. So that's going to be my favorite booth, but we've got others. Ed, what's your favorite booth?
My favorite booth is any kind of a gift idea I can pick up early for Christmas.
I thought you were going to say a kissing booth.
I'm not a real big... No, we don't have that yet. Note 2023.
Kissing
booth. We've got some great soaps.
Oh, yeah. Great soaps, all kinds of crafts. And so those are always my favorite. But the food also, it's nice because there's chili available, of course, but people also have some options. And
we got woodwork.
Caramel corn... Kettle corn will be there, and they're kind of traditional for us. They always show up and support us, and it's kind of nice. And so there's a lot of those different types of varieties of vendors. So
yeah, we got woodworking project this year, and also toys. There's a couple of booths with toys, and then of course you've got your pottery and your note cards and just all kinds of neat things.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, for the kids, how has this experience been for the kids to see all this support? You know, what have you heard from them that they're saying, just to see that everybody's coming out for them? How have they responded to that?
They've responded with a lot of gratitude. Mm. We did something on Tuesday night where we did a 3-month program with the kids where they learned how to express their emotions through arts.
Mm.
And so we had different artists come in and teach them how to paint. What does frustration look like? What does anger look like?
Mm-hmm.
How do you paint joy or hope? And it was great because it really helped them to get in touch with their emotions. And so painting, you can't go wrong, right, if you're painting an emotion, because who says what that looks like? So it was a really good idea. And the kids
loved
it.
For me, it'd be a whole bunch of scribbly lines is what I'm seeing. But,
but you know what?
For each person.
When those scribbly lines come from your emotions, all of a sudden they take on an imagery that is just something it's cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it and you can feel that emotion and help work it through. And so that's what we did with the kids. And over several months, we had all kinds of canvas and paint, and we had self-portraits, all kinds of things. And so we had a showcase last week, and we invited the community, and we did dinner. And the kids, they had to come up and talk about their art.
Well,
they didn't have to. They could. And several of them did. They walked up and then they talked about it. And that was the most rewarding thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I guess give our listeners one more shout out of how they can plug into the Motto Chili Cook-Off and let them know how, you know, where your greatest need is now.
Well, right now, I want to stress that we're still accepting cars,
nice.
trucks and motorcycles and all. So please do come in. And as Amy mentioned, our sponsorship is open. And that is open on through the event. And there are categories in that sponsorship, higher categories that are directly related to the money going and being a part of the Amato Youth Center. All the money goes to the Amato Youth Center, but these are special sponsors who want to make more of an effort, you know, to really boost us. Because one of the things the kids do tell us is open the thing. You know, where they're very, very anxious to get back to their own place.
I bet.
You know, because there's never been a lot of place out there. AmatoChiliCookoff.org is where you can learn all about it.
Well, thanks, Ed. Thank you, Amy.
Thank
you. It's always a pleasure
to
have you.
Yeah.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org. And then you got Andres Ruiz. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org.
Yeah. Diddly.
See you next week. Diddly.